Here's today's In Touch Reflection. Go together.
Today's reflection is based on verses 16 through 20 of Matthew chapter 28. But the 11 disciples proceeded to Galilee, to the mountain which Jesus had designated to them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some were doubtful. And Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to follow all that I commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age."
Making disciples of all nations is no small feat. 2,000 years after Jesus gave the Great Commission that we just heard in today's scripture passage, those of us who are believers are still working on it. But we can't let the size of the task overwhelm our ability to hear and receive the gift of Jesus' parting words. "And behold, I am with you always, to the end of the age." Remember, Jesus' presence with us is both the means and the end. The point of all our discipleship efforts is to become wholly united with him. And whether we like it or not, union with him isn't a solitary pursuit, but rather something that happens in community. "Iron sharpens iron," as Proverbs 27, verse 17 tells us, and Ecclesiastes 4, verse 12 says, "A cord of three strands is not quickly torn apart." Discipleship is a lifelong journey, and it's not one we can undertake on our own. If we're going to make disciples of all nations, we first have to be disciples right where we are. Think about it. Reflect on the past month. Have you noticed God's presence in your discipleship journey? Have friends or family played a part in your growth? What would you like to do differently